We are on Daf Kuvov Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Noitel Odom Eshtei Yodov Shachis. A person can wash his hands in the morning. Shaloi Bishas Achila. In the morning he wakes up, he washes his hands with a keli, a proper netila. Umasna Aleihem. And he makes a tanai, kolayim kulay, that the netila he's making now should help for the whole day, all his achilas. The Mishabur brings down the Rabba holds lechatchila, one should say, bepeh, that I'm mechaven, that this netila should be oile for all the achilas that I'll be eating today. And it would seem because we'll see in Taisvis, the mitzvah of Netilas Yodayim Lepas was said Davke Samuch Lachila Netila. Here there's a kula that he can make a Netila that will help for Achilas Pas the whole day. So it seems Al Kaponim, he has to mention this, that I'm making this Netila Letzorech Achilas Pas for the whole day. Masna leim kolayim kula, and this nai helps for kolayim kula. It helps for the whole day. So Rashi says, umasna lachila. He makes that nai that it should help for achila's path. Ubelvad sheyizoyer militamfam militamo. Now, there's a kefil aloshin of Rashi, letamfam, letamo. Letamfam, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, tinuf means he touches tzoya, oizeya, or amokim amachusa beguf. That's called tinuf. Yizor miletamfam. In Shulchan Aruch it says, this loshin miletamfam. Should be nizah not to be matan of yodov. Now Rashi says another loshen miletamo. Now what does that mean? Lule de mistafine, there's a interesting machlokes between the chayodom and the Mishnah Berurah, the bir aloche in seif simen kuf samach dalet. Brings down a mechudish tike chayodom. Chayodom says, I'm sorry, it's not kuf samach dalet, it's kuf samach hay. Kosa v'chay odom. Hanegeya be'emtze sudosoi. It's at the end of Kuf Samachay, in the middle of the Bir Aloche. Kosa v'chay odom. Hanegeya be'emtze sudosoi b'seifa teire. Oy b'tvilin, oy b'ritzuis. Oy b'megila min ha-megilis ha-nechtovim ala klav kedim. Tzorech litol yodom. So you have to wash your hands. For achila, shrei kol elu metamim es hayadayim. If you learn Masechta Shabbos, these things kisvei hakodesh ametam es yadayim. Now the inyan is there. It's speaking about that if he touches truma, if he touches truma, it'll be metame the truma. So the chayodom says, hu adin legavi. Sude, it's also metames yadai. Ach kiven shalay matzosi din ze bepoiskim. The chayodim did not find this din bepoiskim. Zito yadov v'lo yevorech is seishubash asens, but chayodim did not want to say shemeka boch. And the biraloche is chaylik on the chayodim. Ein dvar mkhlochem klau that what the Gemara says, that if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Metamei the Yadayim, that's speaking about Trume. Aval Lechulen, Mistavred Legozo, even though the whole Netila of Trume is al Tzchach Trume, but they never made such a thing. He brings an Eshkel. Also, there's no Chiv Netila. We come back him Efshed Lechatchila Nochin Lizor Beze, Shle Liga Behem Tzesudi, shouldn't touch this. Could be Negeya, Purim, a person has a Megillah, and he's in the middle of the Sudas Purim, and somehow someone wants to borrow the Megillah, and he takes it out, and he touches it. Kisvei HaKodesh. The Bir Aloche, in Hilchis Pesach, it's Dreishim in Tof Ayin Hei, so there he brings a Shibayli Haleket. The Shabbai Leleket says, like this, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you ended the Koisheni, you wash for the Sudi, you make all Netilas Yadayim. So the Shabbai Leleket speaks about a problem that you wash before for the Karpas. It could be his hands are clean, but there was only a Agoda over here. I mean, they were saying over the Agoda. So if Shama Yodov, it's not so poshut that he should make on Netilas Yodayim when he washes again, unless he touched Kisvei HaKodesh. So there's enough in the Shabbayli Aleket that if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, he's talking, not talking about Trume, he's talking about Netilas Yodayim Lechulim. So the Shabbayli Aleket says that it's a Chiyav Netila like the Chayodov. So that's Pshat and Rashi. B'vachi Zoyer Miletamfom or Miletamo. Because what tum is he speaking about? There's no din a personal touch a sheretz or a mace. That's icha no din that there's a to touch a dead sheretz for all tmei maceim saivus. I mean, there's no din of tum. So lecher the whole tamom lecher means the tum of kisvei hakodesh. Yeah. So finish. So this is a chiddush of Rav. So you washed in the beginning, you washed in the morning, and you were masna that this netila should help for the whole day. And you're careful not to be metana for metama the yadayim. The best thing would be to put on a pair of gloves. So memela. So finished. So then this netila helps for the whole day. Omalu Rabbi Avina livnei pakse darovis. Rabbi Avina told that these people who lived in a bika, in a valley of Arovis, bika shaloise medina Rashi says, vein mayim metzuyim lahem, they did not have too much water. So he told them, atun deloishchicha lechumaye, you don't have an abundance of water, moshu yedaycha mitzafra, when you wash your hands in the morning, vaasnu alayu lekula yoyme. And make a t'nai that it should help for the whole day. Ike da amri b'shas adchak. Now, he said something over them. He said a hakdome. Atun d'loy shchiche l'chumaye. You don't have water. So others learn shat that the whole heto is we're really bending backwards. Really, the din netila has to be somach l'achila. And so, but he told them, "Atem leishchich, you don't have water. What are you going to do? You don't have water." So, Mamela, so b'shas atchak, he is matter, and that's the atem leishchich lechumaya. Shaloi b'shas atchak loy. But if it's not b'shas atchak, if you don't have difficulties, then we don't bend backwards to make such a kula. Upliga derav, and then it comes out is chaylik an rav. Because Rav didn't say such a hakdoma. Omar Rav, noit alod, mishtayot of shachis, umasna leim. He didn't say any conditions, and only in certain conditions, in certain difficult conditions, you're allowed to do it. Vikid amri, afilu shaloi bishas adchak. Afilu shaloi bishas adchak. Behainu the Rav. And then he holds like Rav. What does Rashi say? Upligi de Rav, the Shori afilu beloy tchak. Rav was matra afilu beloy b'shas atchak. He didn't give these conditions. Let us see Taisvis. Neitel Adam Yadav Shachis Umasna Aleim Kolayim. Frag Taisvis Teime Damrinem Ba'arve Psochim Haneitel Yadav. If a person washed his hands, Lo Yekadish, he shouldn't make Kiddush. He shouldn't make Kiddush. He washed his hands already, and now it's a Leil Shabbos. He shouldn't make Kiddush. He should be Yaitzeh with someone else. Should make Kiddush. He should be Yaitzeh. Should make Koine. Mishum the Kiddush Mapsik Benetulus Yadayim Lasuda. He was Mapsik. He washed his hands, and now he's saying Kiddush. So Hefsik. Va'omah bepeikei lo dvorim beisilul oimrim moizgin kois. Bizman Chazal, the Mezigas HaKois was a It was an avoider how to make the right proportion of mayim and yayin. So moizgin kois v'acher kach neitlem. First you moizig the kois, and then you wash your hands. Not between the netila and the taker until shadayim suda. Because you have to be masmech till shadayim lasuda. V'hashte, so that Taisva says, Hamoyel Tznai Apila Kolayoy. What's the problem? What's the problem? I'll make a Tznai. I'll make a Tznai. Here it says, you make a Tznai on Sapila the whole day. So I'll make a Tznai. I'll say, I want to be Mezig to Kais later. I'm making a Tznai. It should help for after the Mezigah Sakais. V'ayma Rabbeinu Tam, Dahani Milik Shemas Neshachis. It only helps if you mas neshaches. A tnai will not help b'shas hasuda. So the Divrei Chamudis says pshat as follows. D'chshenoytel b'shas achila. If you're washing your hands b'shas achila, he tzrichu sheyismach netilosei l'achila. Then Chazal did not bend backwards. If you're washing b'shas achila, Chazal wanted take your l'netila suda. That's what Chazal wanted. I'll make a t'nai that I'll eat 5 minutes later. And shulding, Chazal said take your l'netila suda. This kula that you're allowed to make a t'nai if it's not b'shas suda. It's not b'shas suda. So memela, that's this din over here. If it's not b'shas suda, so then, I'm not eating cyber side now. Then there's such a tnai. But if b'shas suda, you're washing b'shas suda, Chazal wanted, that's how the netila should be. Now, there's a big machloikis. What'll be the din if I'm washing my hands now, my breakfast? So yeah, I'm gonna wash my hands and make a mochi, by the way, no problem. But I want this netila should help for lunch. So the big machloikis if this will help. Other place that the Divrei Chamudis wants to say that it won't help. Because if you're gonna make tznoyim by the netila of a suda, so you're gonna become a noy b'chochem already. So you made a netila, you washed your hands for breakfast, and I made a netila which should help for lunch. And then you'll go a step further and you'll say, oh, the next time I'll make a netila, I want to do something that should help for breakfast also, and I'll wait 5 minutes. So Chazal bedavke, this tie only helps when the netila was made shaloi b'shasude. Shaloi b'shasude, that's when they said the tie. But if you're watching b'shasude, forget about it. Then Chazal wanted bedavke take you from netila sude. Another saying, no, for the next Suda, we're not goyzer that, for the next Suda, zikha tanai for this Suda doesn't help, that's for sure. But the word goyzer that the next Suda can help, because he might make a tanai in this Suda. That's a machlokes apaiski. Va'oy yeshloima, the af al gav de moil tanai le rav af shaloi b'shas adchak, Hainu imei mayim besomach loy. He doesn't have water near him. Inami yesh loy betzorich ledvorim achayim. Now Taisvis says epis another mahalach. Hapshad is like this. We're bending ourselves backwards. That you're making, theoretically, the netila should be before the suda and you shouldn't be mafsik. That's what it should be. We're bending ourselves backwards. You can make a netila shaloi b'shasuda and it'll help. So Taisva says, Taka, we're bending backwards. Good, there's one lashon also, you need a shas hadchak. A shas hadchak means, you don't even hate it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down shas hadchak. He brings down, I'm traveling in a car with a goy, and I wanna, there's water by the next, I'm in a bus, there's water, mamish right across the street, but the bus driver doesn't want to stop for me. He'll stop for me, I'll get off the bus and finish. Goodbye bus. So that's called a shas hadchak. So what should be? So that's called shas hadchak. Here we're talking about, so that was, but the first lashon is that they were only matter b'shas hadchak. Here, Rav holds, you don't need a shas hadchak. You don't have to be such a situation. But it means I don't have water readily that I can take b'shas natil. It'll mean a tilche for me. That means the water I have here, I'd like to do something else now with the water. So it'll involve a small tilche. So then Rav was meikel. You don't need a shas hadchak, but it'll involve a small tilch. So memela, the second teretz holds vakel. So that's pshat, the gemara psochim that says, take of the netila broche, means you have water over here, you have no problem, and memela, you want to make a t'nai to be mafsik. No, a t'nai will not help. But if lemaisa, if lemaisa, I'll have difficulties. I want to later by the suit I won't have water readily. So memela involve a tiche. So that Rav who was mekel was only mekel if there's a fast tiche involved. Then he was mekel. But stamas and the gemara son was speaking about there's no tiche. There's water there. So memela then you don't make it tonight. Now that's echmir. The shakla of the second teretz of Tosfos Tachsim held like this, that the Gemara clears a shayla, he told them aton d'leishchicha lechumayu Moshe yedaycha metzaf. He told them agdome. So now we can learn three ways pshat in this agdome. One way we can learn pshat aton d'leishchicha lechumayu means it's a shrek, it's a shas hadchak. That's one way. That was the first lashon in the Gemara. And then he's chaylik on Rav. Atem de loishchicha humayu, we can learn, it's loishchicha humayu, it's difficult for you to have water. And that's like Rav. And that's the makir. Because the Gemara says that's like Rav. But you need a gdoma of loishchicha humayu. It doesn't mean loishchicha b'shas hadchak, but it means it will be difficult for you to get water later. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos in the Kashe, who held that it's not totally afilu and tiche, so then Tosfos lamshat, according to the second lashon, the reason he told them the eitzah was because loishchicha lamets, that's not a siba of the halacha. That means, according to the second teretz of Tosfos, the only reason, the only time you ever had to be masna, if it's leishchicha lechumaya, leishchicha means, it's a tirchel kapodim. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos held in the kasha, that's not a sibah of the halacha. The reason he told them, because he saw they had problems, so he told them, but not, I feel you don't have any problem, you could also make a t'nai. And you say the first teretz of Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rapope, Hai Arise de Daloi, Einoitlim Mimeno Liadaim, Loi Oso Mikoyach Kav. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Hai Arise de Daloi, Tzinoil, there was a Tzinoil, Sheshoifrin Loi Mayim Min Hayoir Bidli. That means like this, there was a canal system, there was a tzinoil, there was like a gutter or something that was on the ground, and that used to go, and there was a yo'er, there was a river, and then there was, from the river, there was like a tzinoil, a pipe that went from the river, that went out, it went over the whole field, and in that water, that's how they irrigated the fields. So how did they irrigate the fields? A person took a bucket and he was shy from the yair, and he poured it into the tzina, and then the water went around the field. That's how it was done. Hai arise de deloi. Tzina, this was a tzina. Sheshayv chinloi, they poured into the tzina, mayimina yair bedli. They poured water into the dli. Vahu maylech mayim lesadis. And the tzina delivered the water. That means that you're pouring in water by the yair, and you poured in the water, and that brought about that there was water. Humaylech mayim lesadis. Now, so it says, ein neitlim mimeno liyodayim. So that means like this, let's make a practical scenario. That means you have a worker that's working in the fields and he wants to eat some pas. He's 25 feet away from the yoyo, but water's coming. Yana poured in water and water's coming down. He'll put his hands into the tzina. And I'll say, until Shadayim, Shalom Yisrael. So, a night of mentally Yadayim. You can't use this water from the Tilish Shadayim. Lo says, Yodav Lesoichai V'yekalchu Hamayim Lesoicham. The Lav Mikoyach Gavros. So Rashi says, there's a problem that by the Tilish Shadayim it has to come Mikoyach Gavro. Shekvar over koyach hashayfech. That means when he poured it in, you're 20 feet away already. So now it's running by itself, not because the koyach taka, he threw it in taka, but now it's running by itself. So felt in koyach gavre. Vehein mekalchim mealeya. Vehein kan loinatila. So like this, that means if there wouldn't be a din of koyach gavre, so I would say it's good, perhaps. We'll see in Tyson. There's another problem over here. But Rashi mentions Koyach Gavra, that, and the Gemara mentions Koyach Gavra, that means the water is not coming on your hands, mi Koyach Gavra. That means his Koyach was Nifsak already, Kva'ova Koyach HaShayfa. So Mamel, there's no Din Netila. V'loi Tevile, there's no Tevile. There's no tefillah either. We learned that there's a din of tefillah shadayim. Netile the lav mikayach gavre kosi. Tefillah nami betzina lesa shein kan shir mikveh. So Rashi says, there's no shir mikveh. So we had Rashi, now Rashi is saying a mouthful. I think, in two afanim Rashi is saying a mouthful. There's a shayla before we had the bemesin and afkuvov. Rashi said, Keseda, you need memso for tvilas yadayim. And we had a case of bas birta, so Rashi said, it's mechuber to memso. Rashi also need memso for tvilas yadayim. Taisvis in the first teretz holds you don't need memso. Taisvis the paskino, Taisvis says, Revis also be metayah. Shari lahatl bem yodav, that's it is a taste of kubot. So Abarashi says you need memso, there was no memso. Is kan shayla ben two shaylas. One shayla, this water is shu'uvin, because it came from a bucket. That's the case of it. He put it in a bucket and then he threw it out, so lechere it's shu'uvin. So lechere, if Rashi doesn't speak about shu'uvin, L'chayre, in Shulchan Aruch has brought down Ashitas HaRaivit, that Shuvim is good for Tvilas Yadayim. Everyone disagrees with him. See, Taisus also mentions the problem of Shuvim. But could be, if Rashi did not mention Shuvim, Rashi only mentioned Memso, could be Rashi holds, there's no, maybe Rashi holds like the Raivit, there's no problem of Shuvim. There's another problem over here. There's a problem of Zeichlin. The halacha is, a mikveh is only metayer bashboyim. That means if it's kavua in one place, if it's running water, only a mayin is metayer bizchile, but a mikveh is metayer bashboyim. Now here, lachayra, we're speaking about Zeichlein. And the Mishnah Brura God in Shaar HaTzion, when he speaks about this case of Arisa de Daloi, so he says it's no good because it's Shuvim, and the Shaar HaTzion says it's Zeichlein. He mentions Zeichlein also. So Lechere, unless you'll say that it's speaking about, Rashi didn't want to go into that, maybe, maybe at the end of the Tzina there was something that was blocking the water from running out, so Mele, the Mesek Eliezer wants to say such a Mahalach. So it could be. That's why Rashi did not speak about the Psul of Zeich. Fine? Okay. And also, yeah, so Mele, the I Mikriv Legabi Davle. But what if this person is close to the dli that's being poured into the tzinayr, the kasi mikayach gavre, so then the water will be mikayach gavre, neitlim mimenali yadayim, then you can be neitlimenali yadayim. Yeah, so the Gemara does not mean, that he put his hands underneath when that person is pouring the water. The Gemara does not mean that. That's what Rashi says. V'mikrev gabi davle, kshadoyle shayfech. He poured into the tzina. V'zeh noisein yodov samuch lemokei mashviche. He put his hands in the tzina. Not underneath the kiluach of the shayfech. The shayfech poured into the tzina. And it's starting to run down the tzina. And close to that, he put his hands, v'amayim mikalchim mikoyach hashvicha l'seich yodov shapir domin. So that's good. Now, the Chazaynish says, the chol zman, he says on this Rashi, shaloi posak koyach hashvicha, v'hamayim memarim kilucham mikoyach hashvicha. That means that when he poured it in, so it's going mikoyach hashvicha. As it progresses, it's gonna go because of gravity or because Weisnish was, but it won't go mikoyach hashvicha. So you have to be mishaya kol zman that it's going mikoyach hashvicha, even though he didn't put it underneath the stream, he put it in the tzina, but if it's still going, the koyach hashvicha is made that this should be going now, so that's called koyach gavre, and that is muta. Shaper domi. So that we have over here, that if it's close to the daloi, it's muta, als natila shedai. We now gonna have a meridike chiddush. Ve'i bezie davlo bekaynes mashke meilef laifi umatvul bo esayadai. Now this is a meridike chiddush. It means as follows: we have a person who is filling up this tzina. He has a bucket in his hand. He's filling up this tzina. Now, this bucket, ledavoinoi, has a hole in it, so he works a little harder. It has a hole. It's a hole of kainis mashke, which means that it's a bigger hole than moitzi mashke. Moitzi mashke means that water will ooze out. Kainis mashke means if you put in the bucket into water, water will come in. So it's a little bigger hole. Now, when he's filling up the bucket, and he's pouring it into the tzinah. So, since there is a small hole, we have to realize there's a minute stream that's coming out of the bucket and going back into the yoyer, into the river. There's a minute stream. So we have over here amuyim de kezach. So we say that nitzak chibo lagabi. So since the water that we have to look at, this we have here a river. There's no shaila to be over yodov in the river. The river is good. It's a good mikveh. Now there's a connection. Now he's pouring water into the tzinah water is running out from the bucket into the river, so there's a chibur. The water in the tzinah is mechubal to the water in the ya'er through a nitzak chibur, which we never say by mikvois, but this is a kulon tefillas yadayim. So it's considered I toivel my hands in the river, because this water over here is mechubal to the river. So then you can make tefillas yadayim. Then you don't have to go close. Then you don't have to go close to the shayfer. It can be 20 feet away, and you can stick your hands in, and it's tefillas yadayim, and the moral of the story is, if you have Baruch Hashem, a dli that has a hole in it, it could solve a lot of problems and difficulties. Just let's see Rashi. V'beziya davlo bekoynes mashke. Shenekev machnis mashke, if the hole in the dli is machnis mashke, godel hukta, so it's a little, it's a little bigger than a meitzi mashke. V'kiluach hayeitzi mimenu, in the stream that is running out from the dli, from the bucket into the river, Nira, you can see it. It's not some as a oozing out, and it's not Nira Leinayim. V'ha-shayfech, shayfech derech piv latzina. Now, the shayfech is pouring from the mouth of the dli into the tzina. V'ha-nekef mikaleach ma'achoyrav liyoir. In the hole, there's a stream coming out from the nekev of the dli to the yoil, is melef layev. So it's mechuba. Hatziner im hayoil. So we say the tziner is mechuba to the yoil. Hayidei dli. So the dli. We have here one connection. Ubatvilim betzineres yayedai. The lav tvila gemure, by tvilas yadayim, and only the real tvila, vidaya bechibur zeh, and it's sufficient such a chibur, leibinin kishifai feres hanoid, kidin erev mikvois the alma, erev mikvois, you need the whole has to be, that you could turn around the shifai feres, and there's a certain size that you need that the whole shemitim mechaba to mikvois. Here, you don't need such a big chibur. This is tefillas yadayim. So a smaller chibur will be sufficient. Hi, Arisa, let's see Taisves. Perish bekuntres tziner sheshoifchen loy mayim min hayoer bedli umoylech mayim besode. Zog Taisves, ein rotza loyme, don't be mistaken, that the tziner is called arise, the yoirim metargeminen arise. The targum of a yoir is arise. The perik apore omahu ture de nofa la arisa, that a ax fell into arise, umash mishamshu omekasoret vochim. So the river is called an arise. So what does arise mean? So the Yisabocha says that may arise, arise means the canal that had in it the water from the oil. Yoil means arise, not tziner. The Tosfos brings Narashi. Tziner sheshoif leimayim min hayoil bedli, umoylech mayim besode. So Tosfos is not the tziner is called arise. We mean the arise that has the may, it's called Arisa, that what the mei ha-yoir is in. Arisa is the mei ha-yoir. Le'osu mikoyach gavra. Perish baloches gedoilis. Amir dikechidish. The Bahag said, shemutar lahatvil yodayim besoich akeli. The Bahag said, you can toivel your hands in akeli. That's called netilas yodayim. That means it's from a keli, but you need water in a keli, And from a keli, you could either pour from the keli or put your hands in the keli. Behavi raya mipeg beis desvachim, di boyilu, di maklas ashaila, mal lekadish yodov veraglov bekia. The gemaklas ashaila, the kahanim that wash their hands from the kia, are they allowed to stick their hands in the kia? Mimenu omar rachmone, it says, v'rochetsu, mimenu, v'loy letoichoi, so it has to be from the kia and not in the kia. But that's the shaila. So mashmed the bekiddish yodai mi boilo mishum dechsiv mimenu. That means, because it's a gzeiras akosav mimenu. Av matilas yodayim afilu betoichon muta. But here, afilu betoichon will also be muta. You don't have a gzeiras akosav over here. So therefore the Bahak said, you can go and stick your hands into a keli. V'koshe l'perushoi, Dahocha amayni neitel mimenu. The Gemara said you can't wash your, it's not good. Layosi mikoyach kavre. The Gemara says that you can't stick your hands and let them be washed because it's not coming mikoyach kavre. Mash medabin in koyach gavra hashayfech. The Gemara says there's a condition you need koyach kavre. You need koyach kavre. So memele, so if you stick your hands in, it seems the water has to come from the keli mikoyach kavre. And you stick your hands in, there's no koyach kavre. Miyu yesh leima, so Tais wants to say, murder the kipshat. There's not enough koyach kavre. The bein in netile min hakli. You have to wash your hands from a keli. Bein teivul yodav b'soich ha-keli, bein shayfach min ha-kli, al yodav yeshka netila min ha-kli. There's no din of koyach, not the vote is koyach gavra. You need, it has to be through a kli. Avol hocha, yodav chutz le-keli, hein? In the case of arise, And an agam arisa de daloi, it's not in the keli, it's chutz le keli. Hein. Ukva posa koyach hakli. So we don't consider that the water came from a kli. Shemayim boimolo. Hilkach ein kan etila min a kli. Vegam tvila ein kan shein shumim. Tais mentions the chson of shumim. Now what the Gemara said, it's missing koyach gavre. And if l'chayret there would be an inyan of koyach gavre, so then the Bahag would be wrong. It has to come mi koyach gavre. So Tais says, no, you have to learn agamo with a grain of salt. Lav davke mi koyach gavre. Al mishum d'layosu mi koyach kli. That's what the Gemara means. That means it's not considered, I'm washing my hands in water that came from a kli. Because the kli is past history. The being in the tila minakli. So the first tarets of Taisus is, Taisus wants to say that there's no such thing as koyach gavre. The gemara that is bothered over here, if it's rochik from the keli, it's felt in koyach kli. And it has to be from a kli or in a kli. But now if he poured it from a kli 20 feet away from where he's sticking his hands, and that's felt in koyach kli. One mahalach. Hinami. I'll tell you a second, Teretz. It will say that koyach gavre is take, I won't say you take it with a grain of salt. There's a din of koyach gavre. Hinami mishum desnabe meseches yedayim beperek kameh. Hakel ksherim litain mayim liyadayim. Everyone is kosher to be noisein mayim liyadayim. Afil lecheres shayte bekot. Afil is alav ba'adas. He pours, no problem. Case number one. Case number two. Umeiniach chavis bein birkov v'noito. You can put a barrel on your knees Benoitel. We'll come back to this in 3 minutes. Umeniach chavis al tzidoi venoitel. Another case. A person takes a chavis. A chavis, that means he has a big barrel. He puts it al tzidoi. And now, water is running out. It's a whole barrel, and then water is running out. Benoitel. In another case, akayif noisin liyodai. Or you can use a monkey to pour on your hands. Rabbi Yaisi poisel b'shneim. And Rabbi Yaisi passels the last two. Perish b'kayif u b'chavis noita al tzidoi ba mayim nishpochim me'aleim. The boy Rabbi Yaisi mikoyach gavro. But on the Kamalei Boishe Koyach Kli. So now Taisvis is saying, Amoyre de Kezach. Taisvis is saying that that's the machloikis, the Tanakame in Rabbi Yosi. Machloikis Tanakame Rabbi Yosi is, let's say that he put a chavis al tzidoi, and now it's running out. I put it, a chavis al tzidoi 9:30, now it's a big chavis, and then it's 20 to 10, and water is still running out. I put my hands there next to the chavis. Shalom al Yisrael. It's mikoyach kli. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, you need koyach gavre. You need koyach gavre. That's not called koyach gavre. I put it there, now it's running out by itself. So that's good for the machlekes. So the chiddush of the Bahag, the chiddush of the Bahag, that you do not need koyach gavre. He says you can stick your hand into the keli. That's going according to the chachamim. According to chachamim, you don't need koyach kli. Yeah. So mamele is also very good. Why does a machlokes by a monkey? Because you need koyach gavre. He's talented, but he's not a gavre. So kaponim, so according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's no good. Is it a cheresh eitav kotten? Is a gavre there? They're not too intelligent, but they're a gavre. A monkey is not a gavre. You need koyach gavre. So memele, so yeah, v'tana kamalei boil sheyei koyach kli. V'hashte shmaite denokat koyach gavre. Osi ki Rabbi Yaisi. He's going according to Rabbi Yaisi. So our Gemara our Gemara did not mention koyach kli. Tais wanted to say, you have to learn our Gemara with a grain of salt. Ashtu shmaita denoka koyach rabbi osa krabi yaisi. Avala loches gdoiles yev shalahamed eloke rabbonon. About the Bahak has to go according to the rabbonon. So we have a machlekes tanoi. Vekivim. Mitzayich lahachmer, kiven the sugya de shmaiten kerabi yaisi. Fine. So Meiros HaTosva says, so lachere, if we have a stomach de gemore, like Rabbi Yosi, so memele, so you have to be machmel aloche like Rabbi Yosi, so therefore, we can't paskin like the Bach. That's the Shitus HaTosva. I'd just like to mention, there's a moiridike machlekes between the Chazanish and the Mogen Avraham. Rabbi Yosi also need koyach gavre. So, but he says, al birkov is good. If he puts it on, al birkov, it's good. So this din al birkov, so the Chazanish says, what is the case of al birkov? It's the chiddush of al birkov, I suppose. So let's say if it's al birkov, And he goes like this when he makes his berkayim that it should go down by each shvich, and then he lifts up his berkayim. So mamish, he's doing what another person does with their hands. He's doing with his berkayim. He's pushing it up and down. And so then the Chazanish tain is so what's the chiddush? So that's koyach gavre. I mean, there's a din whichever you have to do it. If he's talented and he does it with his berkayim, so what's the chiluk if he's doing it this way or this way? So Chazanish wants to say, Amirdik Echidish. Chazanish wants to say, it was put on the Birkayim, and the Birkayim are on a slant, and doesn't move the Birkayim, and now it's running, And he doesn't do anything, he's still like a statue. But that what the water is running out, is because he's holding his Birkayim on an angle, and that causes that the water should run out. If he would change the angle of the Birkayim, it would stop running. This angle that is, the, so that's called Koyach Gavre. Amir Dikechidish. So that means that, let's talk about the hands. If a person will hold in his hands a chavis, and they'll hold it like this, and they'll hold it, and water is running out, and he's just holding it. He's not, that's called Koyach Gavre. Because the water is running out because he's holding it in this position. That's called Koyach Gavre. That's what the Chazanish wants to say. The Magen Avraham says, you have to shake the Birkayim, you have to be Menaneya, the Birkayim, B'chol Shviche U'Shviche. That means by each hand, you have to be Menaneya, the Birkayim. So that the Chazanish doesn't understand. He says like this, if he means mamish, that it's lifted up, that it wants to say, maybe the Magen Avraham means that it's takif flowing, but when he has to move it, then it's flowing without his moving the Bekayim, but by moving it down, it flows quicker. Maybe that's what the Magen Avraham holds, but he's not too maskim with this halacha. Now let us go a little further. Now it seems it's very interesting. The Tosfos and Chulin. I mean, we're learning now Hilchos Matilas Yadayim, and we don't have a Mishnah Berurah and a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're learning Chulin. So Tosfos, who learned Masechtas Yadayim, wants to inform us Hamalachas. We should know how to wash our hands. When we won't learn Masechtas Yadayim, we won't know the proper halachas. So Tosfos says like this. Not al yodei achas. What happened if he washed, let's say, his right hand? V'shivshef bechavato tmeya. And then he touched it with the left hand. It's tamei. Now let's explain this halacha. We're going to have halacha that there is mayim shniyim. There's mayim shniyim. Now the way we wash our hands, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of water. We are nitzels from a lot of problems. But al kaponim, bizman chazal, they didn't have too much water to begin with. And they used to wash, let's say, each hand with the kli had a revius. They wash each hand twice. They washed each hand twice. So then let's say the second, fine, they washed each hand twice. The first time the hand was washed, let's say with a half a revius, so this water accomplished that the hand became toil. It's matayah the yadayim. But the water was tummy. The water was tamei. We have a very interesting concept. The water is metayr the yadayim, but the water became tamei from the yadayim. So, what do you do to solve this problem? So, they poured again a second time, mayim shniyim. The mayim shniyim was metayr the mayim reshainim. Then he had toyotike hands, toyotike water on his hands, shalom al Yisrael. That was the seder of Netilas Yadayim. Now, perhaps someone could ask Akasha, why do you need Mayim Shniyim, L'chayre, let's dry your hands and you get rid of the water that way. There's a Bir Halacha that speaks about that, but let's not get into that problem. So, but that was the Oif and Netila. They washed their hands, they poured twice on the hands. The first time was Matayel the Yadayim. The second time was Mataya the Mayim Tamei. Now we have a person who washed Mayim Rishonim, and he wants to go and rub the wet hand with his dry hand. Fine. Now, he just made a terrible boo-boo over here, because now the water that touches the dry hand becomes tummy, because this hand was not washed as yet. And it's now the whole water becomes tummy. Now this water is tummy, but someone will say, well, it's tummy side by side. Let the mayim shniyim take care of the first hand. The halacha is the mayim shniyim will only be mitaya mayim shenitmu machmas hayat because of this yad. It's only mitaya that tummy. But if a tummy came from another yad, the mayim shniyim don't work anymore. So the halacha is, if you want to wash your hands after you did this bugu, you have to dry them first. The water here is stomachic water. You can pour the Niagara Falls on it. It will not become toil. You have to, this is stomachic water over here. You have to go and dry the hand, and then you can wash it again. Now let's see. Now let's see what Taisva says. Natal yodei achas v'shivshev b'chavato t'meya. It's tummy. So the water is tummy, and you have to dry the hand.